Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on the Capital of Rock.
Shea 106.
Hi, good morning. We're the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
So, the world likes making days.
Sure.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
official
yeah.
This day, official that day. You know, it probably started with some charitable stuff, and then it just kind of grew into, let's celebrate everything.
Thousands of days a year.
But today, two very different days being celebrated today. One
better than the next.
Yeah, one is, it's National Croc Day.
I like it.
Which like, is probably,
like Crocs.
Yeah, you are a huge fan of the Croc genre.
Great shoes.
I am not in a sense of like I'm a snob and I'm like, oh, he's a loser in Crocs. Like,
right.
Some people love to make fun of people in Crocs. I don't care what you wear on your feet. I just don't enjoy them. I don't like the feel of them. I don't like, I know you, you preach about how, versatile they are.
Sure. Unless they get wet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So they're great unless there's a slight dew in the air.
Yeah. Then you can have some trouble. Yeah.
You talk about the 4x4 option.
Yeah, you put the strap on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do some running or light jogging.
Yeah. Do you bedazzle your Crocs? I think we've asked you before. You
I haven't done it. No, I'm more of a plain Croc guy.
Yeah.
It would have to be something special for me to bedazzle my Crocs.
Like someone have to do it for you. You wouldn't be mad if you looked down and someone like your wife had stuck a couple little cute.
No, I'd have to. I'd have to approve of them.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, I'm just going to stick a flower or like a sloth or something on it.
A sloth.
Oh, they have everything.
Yeah.
To bedazzle.
Yes. I've seen the store. My son used to wear them all the time.
Yeah.
And the amount of options. And
wow. So many.
The amount of types of Crocs to begin with, let alone what you can jab in their hole.
And then there's knockoffs. Like
don't buy
thing.
The knockoffs.
No, don't.
Just go.
Cricks. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Go for the, go for the real deal.
It's also National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Oh, are you allowed to do that now?
I don't think you are, which is a bit confusing.
Not unless you have a 6-foot arm.
Oh, I see, because of COVID. I thought more for the assault factor. Like,
yeah.
You're worried about the COVID rules, not the assault rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We immediately, when we read that, all identify who we wanted to slap at the office. But I think we'll all be restrained today.
I think so.
Yeah.
Chris, remember that time you paid me $50 to slap me in the face and you like missed and just grazed me lightly with your fingers?
I remember that.
That was best $50 ever made.
Yeah. That was a good day though. I mean, it was fun.
Like, I still have the video at home somewhere.
I was so scared.
It's probably on one of our socials if
could
we
be.
Dig for it. Maybe we'll go find it and repost it. Because, I was very disappointed with the result.
Like, you could have hit him so hard, but you just grazed him.
It's weird, though, because I don't really dislike Jamie, so I don't
you spent $50.
I know, but you're right. So that's why I was torn. Like, I'm like, this is a $50 investment. I want to get, you know.
I guarantee you didn't mean to miss me that much.
No, I didn't.
Like, a deer flies hit me harder than the face sometimes.
Oh, wow.
When you,
Saying I got pillow hands. Is
you're
saying?
Throwing pillows out there. Fall asleep on those slaps.
You know, if we weren't in a pandemic, he'd cough up another $50 to slap you.
Yeah, I probably would. I would. I promise you, I would not miss this time.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know if which one of those days, most of you are at home, so I don't know how you are working from someplace else. I'm not sure how you can slap your coworkers.
Go get a pair of Crocs today, and then you could send like an email to someone saying if they were there, you would slap them.
Okay, perfect. Perfect way. While wearing your Crocs.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the province of Ontario reported over 800 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, despite the fact that Ontario's hotspots, you know, Ottawa, Toronto, and Peel have been in a modified stage 2 for a couple weeks. Ottawa's number is getting a little better, though.
Yep.
Decent. Ottawa Public Health getting set to open to 6 flu shot clinics, urging people to get one to help reduce the number of local hospitalizations from, you know, regular influenza. They said it makes the pandemic makes the regular flu vaccine program more critical. Normally about 30% of the population get it, but they're hoping 70%.
That's not going to happen. No one's going to change their routines.
No, I doubt it. Cops in Smiths Falls say they've arrested a woman who allegedly stole cats just from around the community and then brought them to Toronto and tried to get them adopted. Just going around stealing people's cats. So, it's a 33-year-old woman. She's been charged with theft under $5,000. Yeah. but she was apparently luring the cats onto her property and trapping them, like, humanely, and then taking them away. So if you're missing a cat and you live in Smiths Falls,
my God,
it may have been adopted in Toronto.
Wow.
Very odd.
What? Why?
I don't know. She didn't say why yet. Comeback win last night for the Philadelphia Eagles. They overcame an 11-point deficit in the final 7 minutes to beat the Giants 22-21. A World Series tied at a game apiece. Dodgers in Tampa Bay get set for Game 3 tonight in Texas. The NHL has canceled the 21 Winter Classic and All-Star Weekend in Florida. They are still hoping to start the next season around January 1st or so. But they don't know yet. It should clear up this morning and then be quite pleasant temperature-wise. 21 degrees, feeling a little bit humid, like 26.
What?
And then down to 5 tonight with some rain, maybe a thunderstorm. And then tomorrow, we should have showers in the morning, and then it's going to be 6 degrees tomorrow. 21 to a high of 6, yeah. And then Sunday, nice and sunny and plus 5, so... That's nice on sunny and 5 is nice on Sunday. Yeah. Maybe I'll take a walk, wear my shirket.
Your what?
I have a shirt jacket, like with a hood on it and stuff.
Shirket?
So, it looks like a shirt, but it's a jacket. So I call it a shirket. Sometimes I'll wear it with my shants.
Short pants.
The pants that zip off.
Oh, right. Yeah, we talked about your shants.
Sometimes I'll just zip open the knees a little bit.
Are you just like morphing into a guy? Just going to wear a single jumpsuit with footsies and like a hat and myth? Like this one.
I've been looking at bringing back the walking suit.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I doubt that's true.
Styling and profiling. Jason Barr.
Yeah. Walking suits are like...
What's the difference between a walking suit and a leisure suit?
A leisure suit is for lazy people. Walking suit is...
It's awful. Around. It's a pajama outfit.
Pretty much.
Jeez.
But doesn't it look comfortable?
It does.
Imagine me wearing that suit with a pair of Crocs on. Yeah. It's National Croc Day.
Can't you blame?
You can't.
No.
In that, you couldn't. Right now it's 10 degrees, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Shay 106.
Sports still happening.
Yeah.
Less people paying attention for sure, but it's still going on. And some football last night.
Yeah, Eagles and Giants. Eagles came back to win.
They did, eh?
Yeah.
Eagles. Daniel Jones is the quarterback of the Giants. You don't need to really care about him.
Giants are awful this year.
Don't see them. When and where are they not? It's been a long time since New York's had a good football team. But he, wide open field, somehow the coverage split. If you don't watch football at all, but you know the goal is to get a touchdown, to get in the other teams. No, you know what I mean? Some people don't know.
Sure.
So he had the whole field in front of him. No defenders near him. 88-yard run or something like that?
Yeah.
And, listen. Here's the call. Yeah.
From the 12, Jones keeps. Gets a block. Takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips.
I don't know if he tripped.
He didn't.
You hear trip, you think like his feet got tangled and he fell.
He just fell.
He just fell over. Like he just ran he was slowly tipping forward. It's like he forgot how to run. Like he was down the whole field. He kept getting further and further forward and then he just fell over.
A professional athlete.
Yes. A guy has been doing this since he was probably 4.
Like here.
From the 12, Jones keeps. Gets a block. Takes off and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips.
It was so remarkable, even Joe Buck got excited.
Yeah, and Joe Buck never gets excited.
He's called World Series home runs and not been that excited.
So, I mean, is this just one of those cases where a sports team just cannot?
Yeah, they're not.
Like, they just cannot. Like, the universe is against you.
Like the Leafs.
Yeah. They just can't.
No matter what they do, just nothing's going to work out. Like it might look like it's going to work out, and then it never, ever, ever works out, you know?
So the next time when hockey gets back, the next time your buddy doesn't get it out over the line in beer league.
Right.
Just remember, this professional athlete making millions of dollars.
Yeah, just fell.
Just fell just while running in a straight line.
Just I'm going to lie down. Right.
No one in
right
front here. Of him.
No one.
Yeah.
Wide open field. Like it was one of the worst defensive plays I've ever seen. He was just like, here you go. But,
That is an all-timer. That's a top 50 of all time for sure.
Sports Blue, you think
100%.
Oh, really?
For sure, yeah, he's there, man. He fell on the 7-yard line.
I know.
Two more big steps.
One big step and a jump, he could have made it.
Yeah. Yes. Like a jump and a roll.
Yeah.
But he just fell and the defender touched him. That was it. If he had jumped forward and rolled, he would have had a touchdown.
The only way it would have been worse is if he had fumbled when he fell.
Yeah.
And then they recovered it and ran it back the other one.
Favorite.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. It would have been awesome. That would have been great. Yeah.
Oh, your favorite one when the guy drops the ball a yard
when
out?
When he's showboating coming in, he drops it on the 1-yard line. That's another great one. Yeah. Well, sorry, Giants fans. If all three of you in all of Ontario, it's not working out, is it? All right. We got to do some more tunes. Coming up in a few secs, we're going to talk about, what are we doing? Oh, the Dougie Line call about marriage.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Absolutely.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And people have been calling our Dougie Line like crazy.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yep. And we had Norm. Is that what we're doing right here? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Norm shared a wedding story with us a few days ago that has now become legendary. We're going to play it quick for you first.
Yeah.
Before we play the new one. So here's Norm.
Hi, Biggs and Barr. This is Norm talking. I'd like to talk about weddings. About 32 years ago, me and my wife decided to get married.
And that was it.
That's all he had to say about weddings. That's all. You know, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all, right?
Yes, I guess, yeah.
So, and then another fella
who chimed in after chimed you heard also, Norm chime in. Yeah, Norm giving these people the courage, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about my marriage, too. So I got married about 3 years ago, and...
Again.
Yep.
Some great insight.
Yeah.
On marriage and the joy that it is. And then...
Today, we got a different perspective because those were both men.
Sure.
Right.
Today, we got a woman's perspective of her marriage.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Biggs and Barr and Pasty.
Hey.
It's Sandra calling. I just want to talk about my marriage from a woman's perspective. In 2006, I got married. And,
Yeah.
See, we're not so different.
Bravo.
Yeah. So much said there without being said. You know what I mean? Really, like the layers and the depth. I'm glad we have had the courage to get this out in the open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And talk about the subject that a lot of people really don't like talking about.
No, sometimes it can be difficult. If you would like to leave your message about marriage, 216-3849. 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know we were the show that tackles such tough issues like that. But
now we are. Yeah.
We're
We are. We're helpers.
That's it. Uh-huh. You know.
Yeah.
Changing the world, right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If you were a warlock, would you be a nice one or a mean prick?
I think I'd be a nice one.
I'd be like, I live alone in the woods type warlock. You know, you leave me alone and we're good. You need a favor, maybe. You know, if you travel up the mountain to come visit me.
I see.
All right.
Have any of you had back surgery? I'm 27 with severe compression. I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Terrible.
Of course, terrible.
Why are you laughing?
Stop
at this
laughing.
Guy?
Like he asked us as if, hey, have you ever guys like.
What are you laughing at?
Like, do you guys like cream in your coffee? Like, it seems like such. Hey, any of you guys have back surgery? Not a common question. Like, it'd be more like, hey, anyone, have you guys ever gotten stitches? That's a medical question, maybe, because a lot of people have gotten stitches.
You're saying how matter of fact you asked the serious question, like, back surgery is what's making you laugh.
Like, I don't know a single person who's had back surgery.
Oh, no?
But you know what I mean? Have you guys?
I probably should.
You probably should.
I mean, there's something going on back there that keeps. But no, none of us have had it. And myself and Jason feel empathy for you, and hopefully,
yeah, my back goes out from time to time. Not like your back goes out. I've never had to be carried out of a building on a tarp.
But. No.
I just get insane spasms. Yeah. That's what I was. What's the best hangover cure? Asking for a friend.
One single McDonald's cheeseburger I have found is very effective.
if you can't just sleep, if you have to get up, get the single McDonald's cheeseburger. Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I still haven't.
Yeah. Jason's two children. They're by immaculate
conception. Yeah. I'm sure my wife's sad in something.
How old are you the summer before grade 9? How old are you the 13?
Yeah, generally.
Jamie?
Yeah, I still have this, though.
Oh, you're both still virgins, eh? Old crazy.
Yeah, we're waiting for each other.
I'm the only one living in sin, huh?
That's right. You guys going to watch the new Borat movie? Oh, yeah, that's out today. Came out at midnight, right?
Yeah, probably.
Watch it, sure.
Yeah. It's on it's Prime. Funny.
Yeah,
you get Prime?
Prime.
You got Prime? Yeah, I got Prime, too, for sure. You guys grow any weed this year? No, I don't. It's too much effort, man. For the amount I smoke, like, it's so minimal that I don't really...
You can get it other ways for... It's more like a fun hobby thing.
There's, like, stores every 50 feet now. Like, it's back to the way it should have been from the beginning, where you can just walk in and get it. Like, if you're going to legalize something. Huh?
Yeah, really easy.
Yeah, it's... I mean...
But, I mean, if it's your thing.
Yeah.
I concentrated more on vegetables this year.
You did. Yeah. Maybe you'll expand your garden next year.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe.
How do I get you guys to shut up about Box and draw my name for 2021?
I think it's Toys 21.
What does that mean?
What Box have we been talking about?
I don't know.
How do I get you guys to shut up about Box?
I don't think we've been talking about Box.
We've been talking about Box, not this morning.
In any form of it, in like a shoe box or a...
Or a fun box.
Or fighting boxing.
Yeah, nothing.
Or, you know, the other one. if you had to lose one sense of smell.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Then you'd lose taste too, right? Because you need to smell the taste.
I don't really taste.
But I'd probably be thinner. So.
For sure.
Jamie, do you have any compassion? That's in reference to laughing at the guy who needs back surgery.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Do you have any compassion, Jamie?
From time to time, oh yeah.
I'm going to let you know a little secret.
Okay.
When people hear our show for a long time and listen to our show. Uh-huh. They think myself and Jason pick on Jamie a lot, and they think you and me are the colder of the three of us, and that he's like this sweet underdog kid. In reality, Jamie is the most heartless of the three of us. Like, that's not, I'm not even trying to slander you.
I believe you are.
No, because it's true.
It's absolutely true.
It might be slander or defamation of character if it was incorrect.
But it is not.
It's just a fact.
Why am I the most heartless? I have a heart. I get
you
sensitive.
You will go out of your way least for anybody than the three of them.
That's not true. I don't think that's true.
It's totally
for
true.
For different things, though. You guys have said, why are you caring so much about certain things? It depends on what you care about.
You care about golf clips.
Yeah, but I would go out of my way for something that I feel is important.
Yeah, for you.
For me. Yeah, so would you guys.
Also for other people.
For other
though.
People, yeah.
We do. I would like to think myself and Jason are pretty generous with other people. Where you are not.
How am I not generous?
You think there's a conspiracy behind everything, and you think everyone's lying about everything. Yeah. So therefore, you immediately are negative towards any sort of story. Like this guy with the back, you just laugh at him as opposed to feeling empathy for him and his back pain.
You think he probably? Question. As if it's a normal thing to have back surgery. Like
it is a normal thing.
Pretty normal. A lot of people get it.
A pretty normal thing. How many people do you know have back surgery?
It doesn't have to do with
that. Zero. People, thank
I
you.
Know.
Yes, but it's a common thing. It's not like it's...
How many people do you know have COVID that you know?
None.
Right.
So it doesn't exist?
I didn't say people don't get back surgery, but it's kind of a funny... Like if someone were to text and say, hey, do you guys have COVID? That would be a funny question. No, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Empathies over here.
No, yep. we're,
both of
see,
you.
No way are we as empathetic as we should be either, but you are the least.
You're exhibiting your lack of empathy right now.
All right.
It's because you think everyone's trying to trick you.
I'll tell you, from time to time, I get some paranoia, but I'm not a conspiracy kind of.
No. You just think
I think people are probably a lot worse than people think people are.
What's that even?
I'm not sure what
I don't know what that means.
Like people like.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. I still love you, Jamie. And someone just texted they think you're adorable.
Great.
So you're fine. Okay. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
With Let It Go.
Let's Let It Go, our newest contest, where you call us at 750-1061 and let something go. Something you've been carrying a long time. Something people do that annoys the hell out of you and you probably should just let it go.
Yeah.
Or something you did to somebody that you feel bad about. Whatever it is, call us and let it go. We'll be kind. I promise.
We have John on the phone.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What do you need to let go this morning?
Okay. I got my brother. He's 3 years younger than me. And he's caught up with that same stupid saying that everybody's saying today is no worries. Mm. I don't even talk to him because of it no more. It drives me nuts. It don't make sense. Like, hey, thanks for the coffee. No worries. What do you mean, no worries? It's like, it's okay. Yeah. But if anything, we're not going to kill you. No worries. Okay, then it's appropriate.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, no worries for every little stupid thing that I say.
Yeah.
Come on now. I don't even talk to him anymore because of it. That's what I do.
I mean, it does seem petty, John.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess if it bothers you.
Yeah. Oh, he needs to.
It bugs me a lot.
Yeah, we could tell.
Have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, I said, what does that mean? Like, what are you trying to do here?
I think it's just a thing. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, it was just caught up with everybody else saying it. Yeah. It's almost like have a good one at Tim Hortons. Everybody says, have a good one. Have a good one what?
I think you need to let it go.
Yeah, for sure.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right, hold on, man.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we'll get another call. I don't know who this is.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is talking about.
What? What's your name?
Hey.
Oh.
Call us back, man. Call us back. All right, good morning, Shay.
No.
Oh.
613-750-1061.
And no worries.
No worries at all, man.
I don't mind that expression. Do you mind no worries? I say it from time to time.
It's just a little side thing if you throw away. It's not really like
I think he's thinking too much about it. I have thought about it. Like when someone says no worries, I'm like, of course not. It's not a worry at all. Like I literally helped you do something.
Right. Yeah. It's 750-1061. We're playing Let It Go, or you call us and tell us something you need to let go. We've had two people hang up on us and one bad call. So the phones are now open now if you want to get through. Hey, good morning.
Like a mad phone.
Morning. How's it going this morning?
Good. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, what do you want to let go?
Well, I just wanted to take a minute, maybe talk about my marriage.
Oh, okay. You want to let it go?
I see.
No, he's talking about his marriage.
Oh, he's doing the, wrong place. Leave that on the doggy line, my friend. Good job, though. You got us.
Yeah.
All right, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Is this a big Mark?
It is. What's your name?
Master.
Okay, what do you want to let go?
I got to let go of something. It was a long time ago, my younger brother, when I was probably about 17, the neighbors were out and they were girls. So I grabbed my little brother and I wedged him. And not only did I wedgie him, I wedged him and I dragged him around the front yard
to show off
until his underwear ripped off.
You needed to let go at the time. Yeah, it was underwear.
Should he not be
calling? It would have been nicer for him if I let go at the time.
Yeah.
So, I should have let go.
Has he forgiven you for
it? We'll call it I should have let go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you should have.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
He wasn't listening.
No, not to a word.
No. Not one thing.
No, one thing. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Yes, good morning, man.
What's your name?
Yeah. Why do people keep calling me Frenchie?
Well, I don't know. You're mad about it?
Is it because I have an accent or something? You call me Frenchie all the time on the job site.
I mean, whatever.
But. Right. Maybe it's funny, maybe it's not, but whatever, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
You want to put me online or no?
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on, Frenchie.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Okay.
Guy is super high.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
I see that video going around from Vancouver where the woman spits on the guy on the bus and then he chucks her off the bus.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
It really is.
We'll throw it up on Facebook shortly. I've been trying to find a link that works. But so I guess everyone's still trying to figure out sort of what happened before the video starts.
Yeah, because people don't generally just randomly spit on other people.
No.
And people generally don't just film two people on a bus. Right. That is, that they're not
involved.
There
must have been some sort. Now, she is not wearing a mask at all.
No.
Everybody else on the bus is. So I think the speculation is that there was some chirping about her not wearing a mask on the bus. So then she turned around and spit in the guy's face who was sitting. She's standing and he's just sitting in the bench in front of her. And she spit in his face. Like she spit
right in his face.
So he got up and he pushed her once slightly.
Like get away from me kind of push.
And I guess she didn't go far enough.
So he pushed her again and the doors were open and she went flying out of the bus and landed knees first on the concrete. Like it's hard to watch her land. It really is.
It gives you the tingles.
Do we have audio of it?
Yeah. Here. Kind of getting involved here.
Hey, come on. Hey.
Yo, chill.
Hey, chill it. And then,
oh my God, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Well, she spit on him.
I'm assuming that lady didn't see the other lady spit on.
I would assume
him first. Before
people ran to her aid outside. Some people,
like if you just looked up after the spit and didn't see the spit and just saw a dude chuck a lady out a bus door, I mean,
you would be like, "What's going on here?"
There are two guys who don't even raise an eyebrow.
Oh, no.
Who are watching the whole thing go down, and they're right in front of it.
Yeah.
So they're probably just like this woman. But they couldn't care enough to say something to her or I don't know. You don't want to hit her.
No.
Obviously.
No.
Now, this guy gave her the old jazz getting thrown out of Uncle Phil's house kind of thing.
I mean, the correct thing to say is violence is never an answer for anything. But I really doubt, I have the strength of character not to react the way he did if somebody spat in my face.
Before COVID.
Let alone now.
Regardless.
Oh, my God.
I do not have, I'm telling you, I do not, and I'm not proud of it, but I do not have the strength of character not to physically react. Now, whether I would push her the second time out the door, I would like to hope I wouldn't.
Knees hit but so hard.
If you're a dude and you spit in my face,
yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's on like Donkey Kong. Yeah. Like I don't, not bragging or saying that's
so
the
mad.
Right, that's the right reaction. It is not, but there is so much rage. Like there's nothing more insulting, I don't think, you can do than spit in somebody's face.
I've already got your fluids on me, so what's a little more?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what a disrespectful, horrendous act to do to somebody else. It really, I'd rather you walk up and hit me, I gotta be honest, than spit in my face.
And
and
this guy, it's not everyone, but he's the bad guy.
Only in that little video, not on the internet. The Twitter, nobody is defending
him.
Okay,
because the one article I had, didn't even mention, you know, where the guy did what he did.
Not a single person on Twitter I read was angry at him.
Okay.
They were all lighting her up for being a piece of garbage.
There's a line, right?
They're spitting.
She crossed the line.
A few people said the second shove, maybe unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, like
he probably didn't expect her to fly that hard out the door.
She landed. It's hard to watch.
Like,
it's hard to watch.
Yeah. Like, she had no hurt. The first things that hit were her knees, right, Jason?
Concrete,
are you watching?
Yeah.
Two people in the wrong.
Oh, for sure. Nobody's right in this situation, but nobody's a victim either. I'm not going to call her a victim of anything. She spit in a dude's face during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get pushed.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get pushed. Like, I mean, whatever.
I just watched the unblurred one because most news outlets blur this.
Because you can see her underwear for a second, so they blur.
Oh, no, they blurred her face.
Oh.
They didn't blur her taint.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If there are 100 people, how many would be more patient than you? Depending on the topic. I have zero patience for rudeness and stupidity. Like, zero. Like, I go to rage 10 if I feel somebody is being an ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Immediately.
Like, generally, more patient than me, at least 50 of them probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But other stuff I have endless patience for. So, I don't know. It depends. Depends on the topic. Cast iron cookware. Love it or hate it?
Well, I don't mind. I have a cast iron wok that...
A wok?
Yeah, it does a pretty good job. But you have to, after you cook in it, you have to wash it and then dry it in the oven, like on a heat setting so it doesn't rust.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but it's better than if you make, like, if you're making something big, it doesn't splash over the sides of the pot and stuff.
Oh, no, so. I meant cooking as a whole.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You just eat things in wrappers.
And then you watched the debate last night. A little bit. Tune in a little bit. I mean, they're not going to say anything we don't know already. I mean, and it, we're not. I'm not voting. I'm not being a Canadian. But, I checked in a few times.
My wife says that an apology followed by an explanation isn't a real apology. Example, I'm sorry, but they should have moved. Well, tell your wife you're sorry, but, you know, there's the door.
You could take responsibility for you if you feel you're not solely responsible for the, you know.
Hey, when people say, well, like, nice excuse, like after you would say something, oh, sorry, I was late for the meeting. There was traffic. Oh, nice excuse. No,
that's a reason.
That's a reason. Yeah. That's a reason I was late.
Yeah.
I apologize.
If I had chosen, I wouldn't come to the meeting at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have just sent it in an email.
Most of the time.
What
is something you love? No humans, no food.
Something I love.
Not a person, not food.
I love the smell of sand and pine trees.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow. You don't get those two together at the same time often, do you? Those are the two smells you like, sand and pine trees?
Yeah, like together. Like I used to go to Wasega Beach a lot as a kid.
Oh, okay.
And that smell would be there. And I actually have that smell around my house, which is nice.
Nice.
I love
like a really good like audition on a singing contest show.
Okay.
Like a really good one. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. I love a really good story. Whether it's a book or a movie or like something where it's intelligently written.
Okay. You know what
I mean? Like just a really good
story.
A story that has a twist that I did not actually see coming or, you know what I mean? Like something in it that's just.
Sure.
I don't know. I love a good story.
I love when I wake up like 2 or 3 hours before my alarm is supposed to go off. I think it's later and I look at the clock and I go right back to sleep and the sheets are feeling just the most perfect temperature.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know how long I woke up before my alarm today?
No.
4 minutes.
That's the worst. That's something I hate. I just get up because it's just going to make me mad in 4 minutes when I go, I'm already mad now. Why be mad twice today? You know?
What movie when you were a kid completely scarred you? Well, I don't think it was when I was a kid. It's a kid's movie.
What movie?
What's it called again?
Dark Crystal?
No. The
Labyrinth?
The Night Train to Abuse Land? What is it called?
Not Midnight Express.
Night Train to Abuse Land.
It's the
Polar Express.
Polar Express. Yeah. So I wasn't a kid when I watched it, but it's I didn't like it. It scarred me as an adult with a kid's movie. I can never remember the name of the
movie.
It's
just because they didn't get the eyes right. Everything looks like creepy, hollow, and dead inside.
It's the mood of it. It's the music. It's Night Train to Abuse Land, man.
All right.
Oh, man.
Creeps me out every time.
That's not a train I want to board, let me tell you.
No way.
That's it for another edition of...
Instant Answer Question Time.
Time now for... Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Auto what? We got 5 questions for you. You got 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Did I miss anything?
I think you're good.
All right.
Yeah, we have Robin on the phone.
Robin.
Morning, guys.
Hello? Loxley.
Robin of Loxley.
Have you been advised by your merry men on this contest?
Ah, stop.
All 7 of them.
Oh, all right. All right.
7, eh?
Do you think you're Snow White?
All right, good luck to you.
Your time will begin.
No kidding.
I read the first question.
I'm a man.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Let's be serious.
Okay.
Okay.
The Hatfields of Hatfields and McCoy's fame are from which U.S. state?
West Virginia.
Who hit the World Series winning home run for the Toronto Blue Jays 27 years ago today?
Joe Carter.
What fast food chain had a lady asking, where's the beef?
Burger King.
What is another name that schools are calling Halloween?
Oh. Pass.
Would you rather be named Jeff with a J or Jeff with a G, like G off?
J with a J.
Okay. J with a J. What is another name that schools are calling Halloween?
Let him answer it. You know?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, Robin. Okay.
Let's go over your answers. Well, you didn't win because you didn't answer all the questions.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you go.
All right, thanks
for playing, Robin. You have a great day.
Would you rather be named Jeff or Geoff? He said Jeff with a J. That's correct.
100%
No one should ever be named Geoff.
Geoff!
What is another name that schools are calling Halloween? It would be Black and Orange Day or Spirit Day is the correct answer.
Black and Orange.
What fast food chain had a lady asking, where's the beef? He said Burger King. For shame, Robin. It was Wendy's.
Come on now. Youngest shift manager in company history sitting right here.
Right here. 7 years I worked there.
Right there.
How old were you when you started as shift manager?
As shift manager, 15 years
15.
old.
15. Yeah. Incredible.
Incredible.
Just incredible.
Who hit the World Series winning home run for the Toronto Blue Jays 27 years ago today? It was Joe Carter. Yeah. Touch them all, Joe.
27, eh?
Yeah.
Damn.
And the Hatfields of Hatfields and McCoys are indeed from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yep. Sorry, Robin. Got a few wrong there. What?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I'm just start every break like that.
Yeah, buddy.
We got instant question creeping up a bit, and we're going to talk about some socks and apples. Who doesn't like socks and apples?
Like both of those things at certain times of the year.
Sure. Two separate Dougie Line calls, but we're going to feature them coming up. Right now, some STP. Which is much better than an STI.
Unless it's from Subaru.
Yeah.
Why do they change
sweet ride?
STDs to STIs.
Because it sounds softer and people are sensitive. Infection is softer than disease.
Right.
I guess.
It's technically not a disease.
You're right. It is. Most of them are just infections, right? Except the herpes, they stick around for.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The gift that keeps on giving.
It does.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We have had another stellar week of Dougie Line calls.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah. Whether it's something we talked about, one of our features we asked for, unbelievable, man, contributions, and we are very grateful and hope you continue to do so. But so we got a call about socks and we got a call about apples. Which one do we want to feature
first? Let's do the socks
first. Want to do socks first?
Cool? All right.
What's up, fellas? You know what is the worst thing in the world? Is when you get dressed in the morning, you put on your socks, put your shoes on, you get to work, and you realize that there's a tiny hole in your sock. And throughout the day, it gets bigger. And bigger and bigger. And by the end of the day, you have your whole toes exposed. Just have a good day, fellas. Take care.
Yeah, I guess that is the worst thing in the world. I can't think of anything worse than that.
It's annoying.
Yeah. I hate having a hole in my sock.
I don't get holes in the, for like, really? I'll get them on my heel. Like, I'll wear my heel out well before my toes and I'll just throw them out. Like, I hate because I wear the ankle socks. They roll under, they fall, slide down, you heel under your foot all the time. That's the absolute worst.
You'll get a fold.
Yeah.
The worst thing in the world?
Is the absolute worst thing in the world. Nothing is worse on this planet than sock issues.
There you go.
All right, now what about apples?
This guy is a smart man here.
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick thank you for the tip on Honeycrisp apples. I'm a big fan of apples, and I've never had a Honeycrisp. I felt they were too expensive. Mm. And then on you guys' advice, I bought my first Honeycrisp apples, and after the first bite, realized that they are priced exactly where they should be. And, of course, all the other apples are discounted to reflect their varying degrees of inferiority. I won't be going back. Thank you.
That is a smart man.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know. I discovered Honeycrisp maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, like you've been on them for a while.
It's been a while. I did not know people still did not know. Because the price will, you know what I mean? People are on budgets.
They'll scoff at it.
Yeah.
I got shamed at the cash once by the guy working it.
Oh, yeah?
He said, $8 for 4 apples, eh? I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Gave my tasty apples.
Yeah. It's worth it. I mean.
They go on sale from
It's worth it. It's worth it. And I believe we're just coming out of their local season, so there should be a ton local local honey.
They even had them at Costco last time I was there.
Jamie brought in a couple today and shared one with me.
They are local.
Nice. Yeah. They're just, I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know until you know. You don't.
They are the premium apple.
All the other apples can battle over number two. I could see why someone would say like a Macintosh or someone, perhaps a Red Gala. You know what I mean? Like there are different.
Pink Lady.
Pink Lady, or if you like a little more tartness, you know, Granny Smith. I see the battle underneath.
Spartan.
And all the different reasons why people might like them. But there is one king.
Yeah.
And long live the king. It's Honeycrisp.
Yeah, it's true.
You know? And if you don't know, you need to go know. You need to go spend the money. You need to go spend the money.
You need to go know.
Yes. You need to go know. You gotta go find out.
I know what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
There's people listening. You'll be like, man, these guys are going on talking about apples. I know my apples. If you don't have, you've never had a Honeycrisp apple, you've actually, like, we talk about a lot of gibberish on the show, right? This ain't no gibberish.
We have a good time.
Fact.
Somebody texted Golden Delicious.
What?
Get out of town. Get out of here.
Golden Delicious.
Stop eating food. Your mouth is broken. Apple if you think amateur. Golden Delicious. Yeah, totally.
Like, I'll eat one, but.
What are you going to say, Red Delicious?
Well, I'll take a Golden over a Red. Like, Red, you might as well just put sawdust in your mouth with a little bit of juice.
Red Delicious is, I don't know how that apple got to such fame. It looks nice. It's one of the worst apples.
It looks nice. It's like a nice deep red.
Like, and it's got the little feet that it can sit up on.
You get it
like
all
that.
Shined up. It looks like the perfect apple, but it's not.
It is not even close. No, there's nothing spectacular.
It's like a pretty girl with no personality.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Once you get, you know, under the skin, you're like, God, this is awful.
Terrible.
Why am I here? But I started it, I guess. I got it finished. Honey Crystal, not that fancy to look at. A little weird, green, little red. Yeah. Like, which is it? I don't know. You know, not really that shiny. It's a little oversized. Like, is that too much apple?
Yeah. But the personality of that apple.
Oh,
amazing.
It's the apple you want around, have around all the time.
All the time. Go get yourself a Honey Crystal today. Treat yourself, okay? On us.
What?
Yeah, like use your own money, but it's our advice.
Yeah, it's our advice.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Oh, yeah, fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I'm just going to ask it to get out of the way.
Okay.
How many fingers can you fit between Chris's top lip and his nose? One.
Three.
1.5 fingers.
Three. A whole child's hand.
1.5 fingers. All right.
2 cat paws.
It is slightly larger than the average person's space. And I do have quite the duster in between my nose and my lip.
You'll land a plane on that thing.
And when I shaved it, these two were very shocked about how much lip space I had. Yeah. Not even lip. Space between my lip and nose.
That's right.
Whatever that.
I love when you just have a mustache. You look great.
I don't think I do.
It's so big.
I don't think
it's a huge mustache, yeah.
There's a lot of room up there, you know? But not as much as these two like to pretend.
Would you rather be able to fly or have X-ray vision? I think fly.
Fly, for sure.
I'd like to be able to fly.
I want
to
see through walls for.
Yeah. You go to, like, the blackjack tables, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Still.
But flying.
That's your only reason.
Flying's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a jazz apple? Yes, we've had all the...
Yeah, we've had all the apples.
Pretty regular apples. We just learned of a new one, though.
Uh-huh.
The Cosmic Crisp. Yeah. Apparently, it's a...
Sounds fake. Fake
breed, but no, I looked it up. It's real. It's a Honey Crisp and an Enterprise.
Okay.
Combined, for some reason. No, we have not had that one.
I just think of the car rental company. When I hear Enterprise, I wouldn't want to eat it.
You guys like smoked meat?
Yeah.
Sure,
of course.
Favorite movie quote that gets you in the feels?
Oh.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Goddamn right.
Do or not do, there is no try. That's a good one.
What about when they all just start chanting Rudy? Is that a quote? Yeah,
Rudy,
I don't know. I guess Rudy, it is. It's in a movie. Rudy, there are words. Rudy, that's a quote.
If you Rudy, don't want that movie Rudy, ruined for you, don't look up Joe Montana Rudy because he tells the actual story.
The real story. Yeah, 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 don't do that. Don't. Play Wreck-It Joe.
Yeah.
I'm about to tee off for my final round of golf this season. Can you get me pumped up by playing the sexy Oh Yeah sound clip a few times?
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, which one? The creepy one that makes us all uncomfortable? Yeah, Jamie's trying to track it down. Can you sing? Yeah, we all have lovely voices. I don't know if you've heard, but we've made a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Should go check out our Christmas albums on Spotify. Played a couple times. One more time. Okay.
Did Shay mess with the broadcast footprint? No, it's the same all the time.
You can't. Weather interferes with it. Stuff. You can't change. You can't just change your broadcast.
No. It's 100,000 watts or so.
All done it's legally huge. Through the government gives people different frequencies. Nobody just decides. Oh, they pumped the signal today. That's not.
Sometimes if you have another station who's really close to your frequency and it's down, it will pump a little bit further because there's nothing blocking it. But no one's.
Have you ever been bitten by a domestic animal, dog, cat, duck, etc.?
Yeah, all of those. All three of those I've been bit by.
I've been nipped by little dogs. Like, never been like a big dog take a chunk out of me. Cats bite everybody. If you haven't been bitten by a cat, where have you been? Like, what do you...
Yeah.
And ducks, I haven't run into enough domestic ducks to warrant a bite.
I got bit by one of my chickens last week.
You did, eh?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
How are they doing? They pump out eggs yet or what?
Not yet, no. They're due to any time.
Yeah. So.
Chickens.
Stop. You don't make him stop it.
He said middle of October.
I said mid to end of October. He was guesstimating. They'll make eggs when they're ready. Who are you?
You just say guesstimating.
Who are you?
When my chickens start to lay eggs, they will be more productive than you have ever been in your life.
I'll take some eggs. Like, I just want some eggs. I'm just mad because I've had an egg.
He's just being selfish. He's not actually being judgmental of your weak chickens.
I'm bringing you nothing.
Well, then you're going to have an awful lot of eggs.
What's new?
Even if I throw them out, you're not getting any, Jamie.
Oh, wow. That's
I'll bring you some, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you, Jason.
Jamie's been mean to the chickens.
Yeah, I know.
So I won't.
You know? Unreasonable expectations of his children.
You reap what you sow, James.
All right, fine.
Good?
I guess.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Thanks for tuning in another day. We appreciate it very much. We've been having a great time, despite the world. The interaction's been tremendous, and we're quite grateful. All the phone messaging, the Dougie line, and the texting, and the phone calls. It's been superb, so thank you.
You get to thinking about something on the weekend, you'd like to leave a message, do so 613-216-3849 or 216-DUGY, Dougie.
Instant win Friday, so you got three more chances today to win keys, and we're down to the last 14 keys, so you better keep them fingers ready. Okay? So good luck to everybody on that for Toys 21. Enjoy today. It's going to be nice today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can find a patio that hasn't shut down, get out and maybe get on one for lunch or, you know, by yourself, 6 feet away from everybody, whatever.
Sure. But,
yeah. Get outside a bit. And we're done? Now.
The Biggs and Barr Show.